We're doing Daf Dalid Amud Beis of Maseches Kiddushin. Dalid Amud Beis. We are holding 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines into the page of Dalid Amud Beis. The Gemara was exploring, how do we know you can be Mekadish woman with Kesef? How do I know that money works to make Kiddushin happen? So far we had one source, and that one source was that Yatzah Chinam Ein Kesef. By Inami Ivri, it says she goes free without any money changing hands. So he said, yeah, Ein Kesef La'adon Zeh, Aval Yesh Kesef La'adon Acher. That there's no Kesef for her master when she goes free, but there is Kesef for her father when he gives her over for Kiddushin, because you could be Mekadesh a woman with Kesef. So now, says the Gemara, V'tana Maisila Mehacha. We have a Tana that derives Kiddushay Kesef, Maisila, derives it. What's it? Kiddushay Kesef, that derives Kiddushay Kesef, Mehacha, from the following source. Ditanya, we learned in a Brisa, Ki yikach ish isha uva'ala, v'haya im lo simtza chen be'enav, ki matzava v'gomer. All of that is a quote from a pasuk. Pasuk is describing getting divorced. But in order to get divorced, what do you first need to do?
Get married.
So the pasuk says, ki yikach ish isha. When a man marries a woman, uva'ala, and has bia with her, v'hayim lo simtza chen be'enav, if later on things don't work out, they're not getting along, ki matzava v'gomer. The pasuk continues, matzava ervas davar, you're the best. Ki matzava ervas davar, because they found an ervas davar, meaning he found that she's cheating on him or something like that. So that's it. So it's then describes, so he should write her a get and give her the get, and they'll be divorced. But what is it? How does it describe getting married? Ki yikach. So it says the Gemara. It says the Brisa, ein kicha ela bekesef. Kicha means kesef. How do I know that? V'cheinu omer, because the pasuk says by Avram buying the Maris HaMechpela, nasati kesef asadeh kach mimeni. That we use the word kicha kach by Avram buying the Maris HaMechpela. Over there, it's explicit that it's kesef. So this is the second source for kiddushay kesef. How do I know kiddushay kesef? This is what we call kicha kicha miste Ephraim. The Torah uses the word kiyikach to describe getting married, kach to describe Avram paying for Maris HaMechpelah. So we see that you must be able to pay to get married. You must be able to give kesef to get married. Now says the Gemara, but why do I even need a source? It should be a simple kal v'chomer. V'halo dinhu. It should be a simple kal v'chomer as follows. Uma amah ivriya she'enu niknes bibiya niknes bekesef. If an Amma Ivriya, a Jewish maidservant, cannot be acquired by having Bia with her, yet you can acquire her by paying for her with money. So Zu, a regular woman, Sheniknis Bia, who can be acquired through Bia, that's one of the ways of getting married, Einodin Shetikna B'Kesef, should all the more so be able to be acquired with Kesef. Meaning, from Amma Ivriya you see that Kesef is a better tool for acquiring than Bia is. Because an Amma Ivriya could be acquired with Kesef, but not with Bia. So if a regular woman could be acquired with Bia, for sure she should be able to be acquired with Kesef. So what do I need any sources? It's a Kal V'Chomer. Says the Gemara, Yevama Tochiach. Because that Kal V'Chomer is inaccurate. Not everyone who could be acquired with Bia could necessarily be acquired with Kesef. A Yevama could be acquired only with Bia, but not with Kesef. She nikneis b'Bia, she could be acquired with Bia. Ve'ena niknes b'Kesef, and cannot be acquired with Kesef. So the Kal V'Chomer's premise that anyone who could be acquired with Bia automatically could be acquired with Kesef is simply not true. Says the Gemara, yeah, but you can't bring a proof from Yevama. Mali Yevama shekein ein niknes b'shtar. Maybe that's because Yevama is different, because you can't even use a shtar to acquire Yevama. Tomar b'zusha niknes b'shtar. But a regular woman can be acquired with a shtar. So maybe our Kal V'Chomer is still a good Kal V'Chomer. Meaning that if an Amma Ivriya could be acquired with Bia, and could be acquired with money rather, and cannot be acquired with Bia, so a regular woman who could be acquired with Bia should for sure be able to be acquired with money. So the Kal V'Chomer still stands. So why do I need any sources? Talmud Lomar Ki Yikachish. The pasuk says Ki Yikachish. We have this source of Ki Yikachish. But Halamali Kra Ha Asyala. Why do I need Ki Yikachish? We already derive it from a Kal V'Chomer. So I don't need any sources. Answers the Gemara. After the word Ha'asil is a big question mark. Answers the Gemara. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi answers, Mishum di'ika lemeimar me'ikara didina pircha. Because I can show you that your whole Kal V'Chomer was questionable. The whole Kal V'Chomer was flawed. Why is the Kal V'Chomer flawed? Mehecha Kameis Islam. Where are you trying to bring this Kal V'Chomer from? You're trying to prove that a woman could get married with money from where? Kal V'Chomer from?
Slave.
From a slave woman. May Amma Ivriya. You're trying to prove it from an Amma Ivriya. But Mala Amma Ivriya Shekain Yotza Bekesef. By an Amma Ivriya, she goes out with Kesef. Meaning, if let's say the Amma Ivriya wants to get out early, before the 6 years are up, if she can come up with the money, she could pay her way out. She doesn't have to just wait till the 6 years are up and then just go free. She could pay her way out of it. Can a woman pay her way out of marriage? No. So maybe Kesef has a certain power by Amma Ivriya that it doesn't have by marriage. Tomar Bezu, She'inu Yotza B'Kesef. You can't say it by a marriage. A marriage, you can't go out with Kesef. So that Kal V'Chomer doesn't work. What did you want to say? Oh, an Amma Ivriya could be acquired with Kesef. For sure, a regular woman should be acquired with Kesef. No, by an Amma Ivriya, Kesef has a certain power that it doesn't have by regular relationships. Haraya, an Amma Ivriya could go free with Kesef. A regular woman can't be free of her husband with Kesef. That's why Tamalomar Kiyikach. That's why I need the pasuk to say Kiyikachish. 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 That's the source for Kiddusha Kesef. So how many sources do we have for Kiddusha Kesef? We had V'yatzachinim in Kesef, and we have Kicha Kicha, Kiyikachish, right? We thought maybe we have a Kal V'Chomer, but we rejected that. So we're left with two sources, two psukim. So main point number one over here, a second source for Kesef Kiddushin is from Kicha Kicha. This is an idea that we've had already. You're very familiar with it. Whenever you have two sources to teach the same thing, what's the next step in the Gemara always going to be? Why do I need both of them? So that's the next step. V'itzrich l'michtav v'yatzachinam, v'itzrich l'michtav kiyikachish. I need the Torah to say the pasuk of v'yatzachinam, and we need the Torah to say the pasuk of kiyikachish. Why? D'i kasav rachmana kiyikach. If the Torah only would have said which pasuk? Kiyikach. Hava Amina, I would have thought, Kiddushin di Yahav Labal di Dahavu. That the Kiddushin money the husband gives always goes to the woman herself. And not, no matter how old she is, not to her father. Just from Kiyikach, I would think she gets the money. That's why Kasav Rachman of Yatzachinam. That's why I need the Pasuk of Yatzachinam. That ain kesef la'adon zeh, av yesh kesef la'adon acher, that teaches us that not just that there is money for Kiddushin, but that the money goes to who? To her father. V'i kasav rachmana v'yatzachinam. And if the Torah only would have said v'yatzachinam, and not ki yikach, hava mina hechadiyah v'ihi lididei v'kidashtu havikidushi. I would think she can give him Kiddushin money, and that would work as Kiddushin. Hecha di Yava ihi, ihi means her, lididei. Yava, she gives, ihi, her, lididei, to him. Vikidashto, and is mekadish him. Habu kiddushi. I would think that that's kiddushin, because all you see from kicha kicha is that money changes hands. It doesn't tell you which direction the money changes hands. So I would think she can give the kiddushin. Kas rachmana, ki yikach velo, ki sikach. I'm sorry, all you see from v'yatzachinam en kasef is that there is money. Yeish kesef, la'adon acher. There is money. But the ki yikach tells me who actually gives the money. That it's got to be the man, velo ki tikach. It's not when she takes the money. So main point number two, we need v'yatzachinam to teach that the father gets the money, and we need ki yikach to teach that the guy has to give the money to the girl and not vice versa. That the guy's got to be the one giving the money, not the girl. We need the pasuk of Kiyikach to teach that the guy's got to be the one giving the money, not the girl. And then finally, last point on the Amud is about, now that we solved all the world's problems with Kiddushei Kesef, we move on to Kiddushei Bia, which is strange. What would you have expected to move on to? Shtar. Okay, we'll get Shtar next. Uva'ala. Remember that pasuk that spoke about divorce? It said, Kiyikach ish isha uva'ala. A man gets married, uva'ala, and has bia. Ah, so malamit, sheniknas b'bia. It's right there in the pasuk. That's where we see that you can do kiddushei bia. Says the Gemara, why do I need a pasuk? This also could have been a kal v'chomer. V'halodinu. Din always means, almost always means a kal v'chomer. V'halodinu. We could drive from a kal v'chomer. Uma yivama. she'ein nikneis bekesef, nikneis bebia. If a yavama who cannot be acquired with money can be acquired with bia, so you see from yavama that bia is a better way to acquire things than kesef is. Zu, a regular woman, she nikneis bekesef, who can be acquired with kesef, as we just proved. Einu din she nikneis bebia. Should all the more so be able to be acquired with bia? If bia works even when kesef doesn't work, like by a yavama, bia should for sure work when kesef does work, like by a regular woman. So I don't need a pasuk; it's a kal v'chomer. Answers the Gemara: Amaha ivriya tochiach. Nah, bia doesn't always work in cases where kesef works, because by an amah ivriya you'll see that it's not so. Shenikneis bekesef, an amah ivriya could be acquired with kesef, but you know how you cannot acquire an amah ivriya? With bia. Ve'ein nikneis bebia. That's not a valid form of acquisition for an amah ivriya. Kesef is a valid form of acquisition. So not every time that something could be acquired with kesef doesn't necessarily mean it could be acquired with bia. Says Gemara, wait. You can't prove anything from an amah ivriya. Why is an amah ivriya not acquired with bia? What's the nature of your relationship with the amah ivriya? You're not supposed to be sleeping with her. She works for you. She's your employee. When we're talking about a wife, a yavama, the nature of the relationship is one where they're going to be having an intimate relationship, so it makes sense that bia would be a way to demonstrate that that relationship is starting. Amah ivriya has got nothing to do with bia. So of course bia is not going to work for an amah ivriya. Mala amah ivriya she'en kinyana l'shom ishus. Amah ivriya is not about ishus. Here it is. There's a key line. Ein kinyana l'shom ishus. What's it saying? It's not a kinyan ishus. It's a kinyan mamon that you have in an amah ivriya. It's not a kinyan of ishus. Tomar bezuba. You're going to say by a woman, a yavama, or a regular woman that you're marrying, she kinyan l'shom ishus. Say it in other words. What does it mean, kinyan ishus? Say kinyan. Marriage, what is it? A Kenyan? Isser. It's a Kenyan Isser that you're doing. So Tamalom or Ubala. So I have a pasuk that says Uba'ala. But ask the Gemara, V'lamali kra ha'asyala. Meaning now that we show that Amah Ivriya doesn't prove anything, we're back to our Kal V'chomer. We should have that Kal V'chomer, that if a Yavama could be acquired with Bia, a regular wife should be able to be acquired with Bia also. So it's a Kal V'chomer. Why do I need a pasuk Uba'ala? So Amar Ravashi answers, Mishum Dika Lameimar Meikara Dedina Pircha. Again, we have the same phrase we had before. Because I can show you that the whole Kal V'chomer is flawed. Why is the Kal V'chomer flawed? Meicha Kamaisis Law, where did you want to derive it from? Me Yavama. You wanted to derive it from a Yavama. That if a Yavama could be acquired with Bia, for sure a regular woman can. No, Mali Yavama Shekin Zekuka Viomedes. A Yavama is able to be acquired with Bia because she's half married already. She's Zekuka. There's already a connection between her and the Yavama. That's an automatic connection when her husband dies. Tomar Bezu, She'en Zekuka Vomedes. Do you think that proves that a regular woman who you have no connection to, that all of a sudden Bia can create such a connection? Nah, I wouldn't prove it. Tamalomer, that's why I need Pasuk Uba'ala. The Pasuk teaches me Kiddush Bia. So main point number three, we learn Kiddush Bia from one word. What's the word? Uba'ala. And not from a Kal V'chomer from Yavama, because the Yavama has a pre-existing Zika.